Welcome to the Bomb and Gouge podcast. I'm your host, Gary Bissell. This week, we're going to talk about courses that you need to play in 2019, whether that be on spring break or in the state of Michigan. But first, a word from our sponsor. All right, I'd like to welcome everybody in. This week, we're talking golf courses. Courses you need to play in 2019. I'm going to run through some courses in Michigan and some outside the state that I feel like if you haven't visited yet, you really need to. So I want to start with actually outside the state. And we're not going to touch on a lot of these, but this just comes to my mind from the fact that I just got back from Tampa Bay. We just had our first tournament of the year in Tampa. And with spring break coming up, or if you know college spring breaks right now, high school spring breaks in a couple weeks, a lot of you may be traveling into that Tampa area or West Florida, north, you know, mid to northwest Florida area. So I want to start with, of course, I played a few times in the past, Innisbrook. So right now, I mean, they got the transitions coming up there, so it's going to be pretty tough to get on. But if you ever have an opportunity to get on Copperhead at Innisbrook Resort, it's one of my favorite courses. And if you know me, you know I don't like Florida golf. I'm not really a big fan of it. It tends to be very flat with a lot of houses and some water and doesn't really demonstrate a ton of character. But the Copperhead course at Innisbrook, where they play the transitions, is nothing like that. It has a lot of elevation change, tall trees. It's a beautiful golf course. But the one that I want to talk about that you can play just about any time, and we just played it this week, is the World Woods courses. So World Woods is north of Tampa. It is in Brooksville, Florida, and it's in the middle of nowhere, which is almost always a good sign, right? If you've played a lot of golf and a lot of really cool courses, you know, when they're in the middle of nowhere, that could mean something is really great because that means it stayed in business despite not having much of a population around it. World Woods has 36 holes. They have the Rolling Oaks course and the Pine Barrens course. And we played both in one day. So they do this great deal. If you do 36 holes, they give you something like half off for the second round, something like that. And it's a fantastic day. If I was to fly a plane over the World Woods property and you had no idea where you were and I just dropped you out of a plane and parachuted you down onto this property and said, hey, what state are we in? You would never guess Florida. You would think you were probably in North Carolina. Because there's really no water on the course. I can't, off the top of my head, I can't remember more than a couple water hazards. And they were pretty small. And it's got a ton of elevation, really tall trees all over the place. And the Pine Barrens course in particular has this very sandy look to it. It's very unique in the fact that it doesn't have any bunkers. They're all waste bunkers. Everything, even the greenside ones. They still ask you to rake just out of a courtesy to keep the course in great shape. And everything is well maintained. But it's just considered, you know, it's a waste bunker. So you can ground your club even behind it and do any of those things. I would compare, if I was going to say with the World Woods, both courses are great. But the Pine Barrens was truly special. I would say the Pine Barrens. I haven't been to Pine Valley, but I got to imagine Pine Valley based off the pictures I've seen and what I've heard. It's like a poor man's Pine Valley. And I mean, it just, right when I stepped on the first tee, you know, if you ever step on a first tee and you just know you're going to love this golf course, that's how Pine Barrens was for me. Like, I get up on the first tee, it's got a Pine Valley-ish, Pinehurst look to it. And I just went, oh my gosh, this is going to be a great day. And we played 36 and it was one of the most fun days I've had playing golf in a long time with our team. It was just a tremendous experience. So if you can get over to World Woods, and it's a pretty good value. I want to say it's like $100 for 18, but if you play 36, you do it for like 148. So you get half off there, and for, I'm telling you, that's a fantastic value for that golf course. So I would highly recommend that. And then if you go a little different time of the year, when the transitions isn't going on, I would recommend getting over to Innisbrook and playing the Copperhead Resort or Copperhead course as well. Outside of that, as far as Florida goes, you know, like I said, I'm not a huge Florida golf guy. So I lived in Orlando for a period of time. I just played very few courses that wowed me. I have not been to Stream Song yet, but I've heard Stream Song is unbelievable. So I would take a gander at that too. It's also very expensive, but I've heard Stream Song is great. And then the one other course outside of the state, I want to spend most of my time in Michigan because I assume most of our listeners are from Michigan. But I do want to talk about one other property and course in particular. It happens to host the U.S. Open this year, host the U.S. Amateur last year, and we've all heard about it, Pebble Beach and Spyglass. But here's what I can tell you if you're considering it. Robert Damron, I was listening to Golf Channel one day, and he said at $500 a round, Pebble Beach is the best value in golf. And it sounds kind of crazy, but I agree with him. Pebble Beach, no matter, it's like Augusta from the standpoint of everybody tells you, look, no matter what you think it is, how good you think it is, what it looks like on TV, it's better. You can't wrap your head around how good it is until you actually get there. Pebble Beach is that way. You know, I've seen it on TV a million times. That's actually the one course I went to where I knew every single hole before I got there. Like every single hole. I knew exactly what it looked like, what it did. But it just looks 100 times better in person. And the atmosphere blows you away. Listening to that ocean all day. I mean, in every single hole you can see the ocean except for number one. And a lot of them you're right on it. And you've got these cliffs, and you just listen to the ocean crash into the rocks all day. There's seals everywhere. It's just, and it's a great golf course on top of that. It's just something that I feel like you have to do. I don't care how long it takes you to save for it. If you're a avid golfer and you live your whole life without going to Pebble Beach, I think you really made a big mistake there. It's worth every penny. It's just a tremendous place. And Monterey is so cool. If you haven't been out to that area, it's such a beautiful place. And downtown Monterey is cool. A lot of breweries, restaurants, and then you've got the pier, and there's seafood places everywhere, and they're all fantastic. It's a tough place to be. And Spyglass, you may have heard some people say Spyglass is a better golf course than Pebble Beach. You know, it's just doesn't have quite the same views. I'd probably agree with that. Spyglass is unbelievable. It goes through the trees, and the first four holes are all on the ocean, and then it dives into the trees, and you don't see the ocean again. And they're both just fantastic courses. I have not been on the other ones, Spanish Bay, Poppy, all the other ones that are part of that property. But I can tell you Pebble is, it's just one of those things. Like, you don't know until you're, and it looks so different to me. For instance, the first thing that blew me away, I always thought Pebble looked kind of wide on TV. You know, it does have some wider fairways, but like 18, I remember looking at 18 on TV every year going, man, that is like the easiest par five ever. You get there, that fairway is super narrow, and the angle that you hit from the tee, if you don't draw it or take an aggressive line over the water, you just hit it right through everything out of bounds. It's a little different than it, and you can't believe how small the greens are. They're just the smallest greens you've ever seen, and they've got undulation to them. But unbelievable golf course. And every once in a while you'll talk to someone who's played Pebble Beach, and they go, yeah, it's good, but I like this better. In my opinion, these are like you're against the grain guys. You know, like they don't want to admit that they agree with everybody else. Does that make sense? Like you're one of those people that they just can't go with the status quo. And to me, like, I feel like anyone who says Pebble, like, yeah, it's good. Like, they're just kind of trying to sound cool. Like, oh, but you got to play this other. But, like, no, I don't think it gets any better than Pebble. You talk to a lot of people who have been around everything and played everything. Pebble comes up time and time again. There's a reason why its rate is so high. So if you have a course in your bucket list, I think it's got to be that. Unless you can get on Augusta somehow, then I would probably have that one on there too. Let's turn to Michigan. So 2019, I'm excited for this year coming up. I plan on playing a lot more golf than I have in past years. Kind of, you know, you work in the golf industry, and I think your passion for the game comes in ebbs and flows because you're around it all day, every day. And I kind of lost mine for a couple years. And it's starting to come back, and I'm getting really excited to play a lot more golf and hopefully get competitive again. But enough about me. Let's talk about where you need to play in 2019 as far as Michigan goes. I haven't played everything in Michigan, but I've played a lot. And these opinions are my own, so if you don't agree with them, sorry. But this is just where I think, if I was giving advice to a friend, there are a couple courses and trips that I think they need to take. I'll start with what I think is the best course in Michigan. I think the best course in Michigan for 18 holes is the original Forest Dunes course. It's $130 or $160 a round. It's in Ross Common, so you got to go north a ways. And once again, it's your classic course in the middle of nowhere. You drive off the grid for a little while, and then you pop into Forest Dunes. And the first thing that pulls you back about is how much money they spent on this play. Like the cart path, I mean, everything is immaculate. It's not just that the course is in great condition, everything's in great condition. And it's got kind of a sand-based feel to it, much sandier soil than a lot of places. And it's just the thing you'll hear continually about Forest Dunes in the best shape of any course in Michigan. And it really is. It's always, like I said, immaculate in every way. And on top of that, I love the golf course too. I am a big person, and there's another course on this list that I'm going to talk about that I think is the best value in Michigan. It's the same way. I love being on a golf hole and feeling like I'm the only person in the golf course. So what I mean is I don't like to look to my left and right and be able to see every hole in the golf course. Forest Dunes is cut through the trees, and you don't see a lot of other holes when you're on your hole. And so the other thing that I love is the first time you play a course like that, it makes it so much more exciting because you putt out on a hole, and then on your drive to the next tee box, you're like, oh, what is this one going to be like? Like, you have no idea. It's so exciting, I think, when you have a golf course built like that and you can't see other holes from the hole that you're on. I just think it adds a little bit of suspense to the round. And Forest Dunes, to me, unbeatable, my opinion. I think if I could play one course, I got to play one round a year, that's the course that it would be at. It would be at Forest Dunes and Ross Common. So I think that's worth the trip. It's a little bit of a pain in the ass to get to, depending on where you're coming from. Well, I don't care where you're coming from. It's not near anything. So it takes a trip, but it's worth it. And it's a little expensive, but hey, you get what you pay for. And I actually do think at $160 a round, it's still a great value because there's courses that are more expensive that I don't think are nearly as good. So Forest Dunes would be my one. If you haven't played it, got to get up there. I cannot comment on the Loop. I have actually not been there in a couple years, so I haven't been there since the Loop was created. I know a lot of people that have. They all rave about it, say it's a really cool concept. It's a really good course. So if you can make a full trip out of it, I think that would be money well spent. So let's talk about some other courses. And I'll stick with, that's my absolute favorite course. And then I'm going to go into a trip here because I think it correlates, because you could combine Forest Dunes if you took like a week-long golf trip on your way up. So we all know Northern Michigan is where you take your golf trips, right? Northern Michigan, you get a little more elevation change and rolling hills, lots of trees, and it's just beautiful up there. So if you're taking a northern trip, I would say stop by Forest Dunes either on the way down or the way back, because it's the best course in Michigan, in my opinion. And then you've got a couple different resorts here. I think the two big ones are Treetops and Boyne. And I'm going to tell you my opinion on both of those. And I don't think either one is better than the other. I just think they're a little different. So Treetops is in Gaylord. And my opinion on Treetops is it's just pure golf, which I love about it or I don't love about it. It just depends what type of trip you're trying to take. If you're trying to play 36 holes a day, Treetops is the place to go. The golf courses are great. You've got the Rick Smith signature there. You've got the Jones course. It's called the Masterpiece. And then you have the Fazio, which I'm drawing a blank on what it's called right now. It's pretty pathetic considering I used to work there. And then you've got the Rick Smith Tradition course, and then you've got the Par 3 course. So it's going to drive me nuts that I can't think of what the Fazio is called. But anyway, you have five courses. And the Par 3 course is one of, it's kind of like Pebble, but for Michigan. And what I mean by that, I'm not saying it's the best course in Michigan, but it's an experience you just have to have. Like, if you're an avid golfer, you have to go play the Par 3 course at Tree Tops. It's so cool. Some wild holes out there. And then outside of that, all the other four 18-hole courses are all good. Like, Tradition is your, it's your break. And what I mean by your break is the other courses are hard. So it's a little more open and easy, but it's still a great course. I actually love the Tradition. I don't think it gets publicized as much as the other ones, but it's a fantastic course. It's a lot of fun. That was actually when I worked there, that was when we played the most. Just buzz out there. You could play a quick 18, and it was a fun golf course. And then the Signature and the Masterpiece are the really hard ones. Very penalizing, really undulated, tough greens. And then the Fazio course is somewhere in between. You know, it's a little more forgiving, has some tough holes, but it's got some easy holes. But the thing that they all share in common, other than the Tradition, they're cut through the trees and they're wide. Don't get me wrong, like, you have room for error, but if you error big and your ball goes in the trees, it's probably gone forever. But Treetops is fantastic. The other thing I love about Treetops, with it being in Gaylord, you have so many other golf courses around there. So if you go up for a full week and you don't want to just play the Treetops courses the entire week, you have the Otsego Club there, which is pretty good. And this is one of what I think is a course that everyone needs to play as well, is Gaylord Country Club. Now, it sounds private. It's not private. It's just they kept the same name. Gaylord Country Club is so cool, and not a ton of people know about it. It's a short little course, again, like every Northern Michigan course, cut through the trees a little bit. But the thing that separates Gaylord Country Club, makes it so special, its greens are some of the best I've ever putted on. They are so fast and roll so well all the time, and it's just one of those better-kept secrets right in the middle of the golf mecca in Gaylord, Michigan. So that's my thoughts on the Gaylord trip. I personally would probably lean a little bit toward the Boyne trip, strictly because there's more to do from a resort standpoint. So like I said, if you're going with just, you know, a trip where all you want to do is play golf, I think Gaylord is the place, and Treetops is where it's at. But if it's more family-oriented, or you're with a group of people and you know you want to do some other things outside of golf, I think Boyne is your better bet. Because if you stay at the Boyne Mountain Resort, it's an awesome resort. The courses are pretty good. You have Alpine and Monument there, both pretty good courses. You know, I'm a little indifferent about those two. I think they're good, but I don't think anyone walks away saying, "Wow, it's one of the best courses I've ever played." But they're worth playing. But the resort is so cool. You know, you've got a couple different cool restaurants and bars, and it's like its own little town. And then just a short trip up, you can get to Boyne Highlands and Harbor Springs, and you get to go through Petoskey, which Petoskey is awesome. I absolutely love Petoskey. And the Boyne Highlands has the really good golf courses. The Heather golf course up there is one of the best courses in the state. If you haven't played it, I think it's an absolute must. It's about as good as it gets. And the other courses are really good up there as well. So I would lean a little bit toward that Boyne trip because it still has great golf, but there's just a little more to do. You have Petoskey kind of in between them. And between in between Boyne Mountain and Boyne Highlands. So I'd highly recommend that. Now, if you're going really, really north, like top of the UP north, I would recommend Gray Walls in Marquette. So if you go up, you know, NMU, shout out to Northern Michigan University, I would say Gray Walls is something you got to play if you're up there. It's $145 a round, but it's worth it. It's like nothing you'll probably ever play in Michigan from the standpoint of it's got crazy elevation change, like even more than a lot of Northern Michigan courses. and you can see the water from a couple holes like that are way up top, like one tee from the black tee, you can see the water. And then the greens are just wild. All right. If you're not a good chipper and putter, you might throw some clubs. Like number one green, for instance, you can chip it back and forth side to side on that green several times in a row. So it's very tough, but it's just a great experience. And I think it's another one that if you're in the UP, it's worth heading over and playing and paying the money there. No matter what you shoot, you'll have a good time, but it is very, very difficult. So just forewarning there. All right. So that's for the northern trips. Now I want to talk just a couple more courses or in the more populated areas of the state that maybe you haven't played that I think are a must. So first I want to knock this one out because I wasn't going to talk much about country clubs on here because obviously country clubs are private. So if you're not a member, you have to know someone and get on as a guest to play. But if you're looking for what I would deem is the best country club in the state, well, I guess you'd have to go to Crystal Downs if you can find a way to get on that. Crystal Downs is an unbelievable experience, but I actually like this one better, and that's a little against the grain. Most people are so obsessed about Crystal Downs, and I do love Crystal Downs. But if I could play any country club in the state right now, it'd be Meadowbrook in Northville after the redesign. I played it last summer. It was very, very firm when I played it, which is how that golf course is meant to be played. So if you played it years ago, it is nothing like it was. They did almost a total redesign. The green complexes are wild, to say the least. Some of them are kind of squared off. It's a little more edgy look. The golf course is meant to be played firm and fast. You have multiple options of how you want to choose to approach every green and where you hit it. It's one of those golf courses similar to Crystal Downs in this way. Not, it doesn't look anything like Crystal Downs, but it's similar in the aspect of sometimes wherever the pin is, you want to hit it very far away from that. So it's got that type of, if you're going to play it, you know, you probably have to be the member anyway, but I would make sure I'm with a member that knows what they're doing, because Meadowbrook, depending on where some of the hole locations are, if it's playing firm, you just cannot hit it at some of those hole locations. You've got to play away from a little bit. That is, if you get a chance to get out there, do not lose that opportunity. Because I played Meadowbrook last summer, and again, that is a golf course I could play every day for the rest of my life, because you can play it so differently day to day. And that's what I think makes a golf course truly special. Where every time I play, I don't have the same experience over and over and over. And with Meadowbrook, just by changing some hole locations, they can change the way that golf course plays by such a huge amount. And even with the same hole locations, you can choose to play it differently. Okay, last time I went in high at this hole location, that didn't work out so well, so I'm going to go in low, run it around this slope. You know, it's very sloped and fast. Just a great place. So that's country clubs. Let's end on some public courses here. You know, Arcadia is a big one. Arcadia is very expensive. It's $215 a round. It's right on Lake Michigan. It's cool. I'm not all in on Arcadia Bluffs. Oh, man. I would say it's probably something you should do once. It's not something I've played it four or five times, but I can tell you I never paid $215 and it's of course I would love to play once, and I would be fine with just once. I think it's a good, not great golf course on a great piece of property. I have not played the new one there. They have another 18 now, and I've heard that one is a better golf course. But Arcadia's, it's good, but I wouldn't say it's something you need to rush out and do. You know, if you're gonna spend huge money, granted $215 relative to some of those courses in Wisconsin isn't that much, but if you're going to spend huge money to play golf, go across the lake and play in Wisconsin. That would be my recommendation. Now, some courses that I think you should play and that are a little lower value, because a lot of these courses we've talked about are $140, $150 plus. I'm going to end on some better value. So as we go down in price, we're not quite cheap yet, but if you haven't played Eagle Eye in Bath, Michigan, kind of the East Lansing area, I would say play that. That's $100 a round on a weekend, so it's still pretty pricey, but it's a fun golf course. It's a beautiful property. It's a lot more open than a lot of the courses I've talked about, so I think it's much more player-friendly, and it's got water. And then the thing it's famous for, it exactly replicated number 17 at TPC Sawgrass. So all the dimensions of the green are supposedly the exact same. I was told down to within a quarter inch. Just island green, par 3, green's the exact same. It's really cool, and that's not the only good hole in the course. I think it's got 17 really good holes out there. It's a really good golf course. I always enjoy playing. I've played it a ton, and it's one of my favorites in the state. But my last two I'm going to end on here are what I think are the best values in the state as far as courses under $100 that could easily be somewhere in that neighborhood. First, I'm going to start with, this would be my West Michigan second best value. And don't get mad, this isn't a plug, but I really think the Meadows at Grand Valley in Allendale is one of the better values in the state. It's only $50 to play in a card on a weekend. And I think the Meadows, it can kind of take, I wouldn't say a bad rap, but here's what you're going to get with the Meadows. Is you get a great looking golf course that's in great shape all the time. All right, the superintendent, Ron Dahleen, does a phenomenal job. He takes his job very personally and makes sure that those greens are, for a public course that gets as much play as the Meadows does, I don't think you'll find better greens. It's slammed all day, every day, and the greens still roll great, and the course is always in phenomenal shape. Where I think people stray away from the Meadows is, A, it's in Allendale, which isn't in a hugely populated area, but it's hard for the average golfer. So the Meadows, unfortunately, if you're like a scratch golfer or better, it's not that hard, because the Meadows has a tremendous amount of trouble because it has tall heather everywhere, but it's pretty far off the beaten path. Like, you have to hit it a good 30, 40 yards offline to get in it. So I think the elite player kind of rolls around there, doesn't have a whole lot of trouble with it. It's got some hard holes no matter who you are, but for the most part, the golf course is not overly difficult. But for the average player, I think the Meadows can be a nightmare. And so it's like, do you want to challenge yourself? It's a great golf course. I just think it's too challenging for a lot of the average golfers because it's unmarked heather everywhere. And we're not talking heather that's wispy and you find it and you can play out of it. If you go to the Meadows in August and hit it in the heather, you're not finding your golf ball. And I think that people stray away from it a little bit because of that. But at the same time, if you can hit your driver fairly straight and you want a great value for $50, I think that's one of the places to be. Now, this is the one I'm most excited about. For the best value, I think, in all of Michigan, which just happens to be in West Michigan, is Pilgrim's Run Golf Course in Pearson, Michigan. So kind of that Newaygo, Howard City area. Pilgrim's Run is only $70. On a weekend with a cart. I think it's like 55 or 60 during the weekday. This golf course is unbelievable. Go back to golf course that's in, the middle of nowhere. And still survives, not just survives, it thrives. It's Pilgrim's Run. In the middle of nowhere, there's deer everywhere, which is another cool part of it. I don't think I've ever played that golf course without seeing deer. Sometimes you see 12 to 15. Like, there's that many deer on this property. Another thing that it has, which I've already mentioned that I love, you can't see any other holes from every hole you're on. It's so awesome. I mean, it is one of the best experiences in the state for playing golf. And it's only $70. It's crazy. Like, this, I'm telling you, you're robbing this place for playing it for $70. You're absolutely robbing it. Pilgrim's Run, like Forest Dunes, like Meadowbrook Country Club. I could play it every day, every single day. It's cut through the trees. The trees are so mature and tall. The bunkering is placed so well. That's one thing that I think makes Pilgrim really special, is you've got these fairly tight holes with these really mature trees that it's cut through, but the bunkering is so well done. I play so many courses where the bunkering is just ridiculous. One thing that I hate is fairway bunkers that are like 220 yards off the tee or 230 yards off the tee. Now, I get this was, and this will go back to the ball and the equipment, and oh, well, those were normally, okay, whatever, I don't care. All I'm saying is, a bunker that's 230 yards off the tee, I can't stand it, because it only penalizes the guy who's already being penalized. If you hit your driver 230, you're already at a disadvantage, and then you got to hit in a fairway bunker when the better player doesn't even notice that bunker's there. Not Pilgrim's Run. Their bunkers are just so perfectly placed off the fairway. You know, they're right in that 260 to 300 range a lot of times, and they're right where you want to miss it. It's like you want to hit it the fairway, but if you miss it, this is the safer side. But guess what? There's a fairly penalizing bunker there. Just a unreal golf course. I tell it to everybody. You know, if you haven't been to Pilgrim's Run yet, I think it's an absolute must. It's one of my absolute favorite golf courses. It's just so good. I get excited thinking about it, and I can't wait to hopefully play it a bunch this summer. So that's going to wrap this episode up. If you can get out to some of these courses, I really hope you take advantage of it. Those are my personal favorite golf courses in Michigan, from anywhere from $70, well, as low as $50 if we include the Meadows in there, all the way up to your more expensive ones in the state. So that's where I think you should play in 2019. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you soon.